Hello and welcome to the Urban Irma. This week's blog, A Hater and a Coward. The Narcissist Gets Called Out. I didn't think anyone was actually reading my blog until I got some hate mail. Well, I shouldn't overstate it. It was only one email, but I'm hopeful. They say all publicity is good publicity, but harsh criticism hurts, especially when it has a grain of truth to it. My friends on Facebook were very supportive. Without knowing the content of the email, they took my side and even suggested that I report the sender to the police. Love you, Facebook family. I don't know what my enemies think of the missive. I haven't checked Friendster. Here's the email from Jackie Cannon. You make me sick. You always go on and on about who snubbed you, who did not give you good service, who did not pay attention to you as a comic, and how you've been maligned, ignored, or disrespected. I think you take your last name a tad too seriously. Yet, at a comedy school grad show, with several new comics struggling and trying their best to do well, you sat your back to them as they performed while you sat at the bar in the vintage room at Gotham playing with your laptop. And even your husband, the great professor of comedy, had left the room and did not have the decency to stay and watch his students. The two of you are despicable people, completely and utterly self-centered, self-absorbed, narcissistic shits who are unworthy of performing for an audience. Oh yes, and neither of you are funny. And for a comedian who bills himself as having, quote, written the Bible of comedy writing, perhaps someday he will explain why he steals jokes. For example, the joke that goes, my wife is so neat that when I come back from going to the bathroom in the middle of the night, my bed is made. I can trace that back to The Tonight Show with Jack Parr. It was said by Phil Harris when talking about his wife, actress Alice Faye, circa 1960. What a couple of pretentious, phony, never-beens, never-will-be. I guess that last line is supposed to hurt, but all it does is beg the question, and you are? My response. Hi, Jackie. I guess I should start by saying thanks for reading. You're absolutely right. I am self-centered, self-absorbed, and narcissistic. And yes, it was pretty rude of me to be working on my laptop in the back of the room while a show was going on. My deadlines are no one else's problem but mine. I honestly thought no one was paying me any mind. We never know how others see us, do we? As far as joke stealing goes, neither of us ever has nor will. I can't speak to the sources you cite. I can only tell you that the event actually happened. And as comics, we talk about our personal experiences on stage. Given the common events of the human condition, there is bound to be some overlap. Should a comedian not talk about dating, marriage, buying a home, having kids, owning a dog, taking a trip, getting hate mail, just because others have done it before them? I know you may not be so generous as to say great minds think alike, but there is such a thing as parallel thought. Honestly, though, if this is what affects you to the point of illness, you must be in very poor health. Hopefully the new Congress won't derail healthcare reform. I'd say I'll try not to complain so much, but that's what I do, and apparently what you do too. All the best to you, really, Leanne. There are a few other things I could have addressed in Jackie's note, but in retrospect, I'm glad I didn't, since the response I sent to ratfinkroom@yahoo.com bounced back. I guess if she can't spell narcissistic, then giving her correct email address might be beyond her ken as well. At the very least, though, if you're going to take the time to craft and send angry correspondence, you should have the stones to leave a real email address. Not doing so makes you both a hater and a coward. Yahoo? Apparently in more ways than one. And just so we're clear, the Comedy Bible was written by Judy Carter. I'd be happy to forward Jackie's email to Judy, but in all fairness, she should probably get her own. Who knows what helpful insights Jackie could share when she's not too sick to reach the keyboard. I wish Jackie had been wrong about my narcissism, but unfortunately, that was spot on. Guilty as charged. I guess that's why I'm a comedian and not a member of the Peace Corps. I wish Jackie could get to know me better and realize that being self-absorbed is just one of my many flaws. I'm also a vain, judgmental elitist. I do wonder when Jackie found the time to watch the show she speaks of, since she was so aware of everything else that was going on in the room. I'm surprised she didn't know that Jim was managing the show that night as well, which necessitated him leaving the room. He had to keep the club's manager abreast of the show's progress in order to make sure that checks weren't giving out to the to the audience while his students were on stage. Jim was keeping his eye on the bigger picture, making sure his students got the best possible performance environment. I'll restrain myself from further defending the honor of my beloved, since he is more than capable of fighting his own battles. I'm sure he's eagerly awaiting a personal email from Jackie, which he will probably answer when he's not busy stealing prehistoric jokes from ancient TV shows or dead comics. If I may be so bold as to directly ask, what were you doing the night of the show, Jackie, besides being an inattentive audience member? Were the, quote, new comics struggling and trying their best to do well, not holding your attention? Did you wish you were sitting in the back of the room working on your laptop, perhaps firing off irate emails? Considering that I haven't been to a Gotham grad show in months, you must have been holding on to this for a while. Might I suggest blogging about what makes you mad? I find it a great way to vent. Holding it in and spewing it out long after something's happened just makes you seem unstable. All writers want readers, but selfishly, I want it to be a fan base of the willing. Did someone tie you down, pin your eyes open, and force you to read my blog? As far as I know, I'm not yet required reading. For the love of my last name, woman, save yourself. The cloud is big. Feel free to get lost in it. On the real though, Jay, I'm grateful for your email, since I was stuck for a topic for this week's blog. I guess the universe loves rude, unfunny, self-absorbed, entitled whiners. Thanks for listening to The Urban Irma, with music by Groove Lily. To hear and read more, go to theurbanirma.com. Until next time, try to keep life in comic perspective.